So the next really significant step in the development of the English language, in the development of both our language and certainly our literature, is Geoffrey Chaucer and his Canterbury Tales. And there is no way I can overstate Chaucer's important place in the history of our language. It's easy to remember his time on the historical timeline of the English language. He died in the year 1400, at the very beginning of the 15th century. England had been under Norman French rule for 300 years, by then ever since the Norman conquest in 1066. With William the Conqueror, Norman French had become the language of power and commerce in England. In fact, the court of Chaucer's king, King Richard II, was probably the first English-speaking English court since the conquest. So for the previous 300 years, England had been more or less bilingual, practically speaking. The Anglo-Saxon or Germanic English of the common people and the Anglo-Norman French of the court and the clergy and schoolmen, these had been influencing each other for a long, long time. Geoffrey Chaucer wasn't an aristocrat, but he came from a very well-to-do family, and as a young man he was sent into royal service, at first as a sort of butler. This is a common practice in those days, a way to advance a family's fortunes. In his long career, Chaucer held many jobs. He was by turns a soldier, a courier, a diplomat, and a public official. Consequently, he travelled widely in England, and to France, Spain, Italy, and Netherlands. Consequently, he travelled widely in England, and to France, Spain, Italy, and the Netherlands. And he spoke French, Italian, and Latin. So, it should be no surprise that his greatest work, The Canterbury Tales, strongly reflects the influence of the continental writers, both in style and in content.